brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Corey Gold, one of the developers and researchers, has worked with some of the great longevity products available at InfoWarsTeam.com. I've talked to a lot of women. I know some women. And it's an epidemic out there, even young women with their hair falling out. And then you go to the health food store and they got pills and it says healthy hair and nail support. But then I read, the inserts and they admit with pills, most of it passes through you. The difference with longevity, with the pollen burst and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, those are my two favorites available at InfoWarsTeam.com, is that you absorb, and I've had pharmacists on to break this down as well, almost all of it, instead of just passing it through your body. And women are reporting that within just a few months of this, their hair starts growing back in. There's also, you've got the African tribes that don't get enough iodized. They have the giant swollen, throats and their thyroids. Thyroid malfunctions off the charts. And the doctors will put them on thyroid drugs instead of saying, hey, you need minerals. I mean, they know what's going on.
Well, you hope they would. I mean, they're smart people, and they know that a lot of things, especially with the thyroid gland, deals with energy. You talk about goiters, you were talking about before, and then you were talking about peripheral vascularization. That's why people who have diabetes and things have, why are their fingers and their toes having issues? It's on the peripheries, or their scalp having issues with circulation. So, yeah, if you're getting good nutrition and it's getting in, I hate when people say we have 100% absorption. It's false. Nothing's 100%, but we do a great job of getting absorption of the nutrients in. We work hard at it. This is what we do. We're very proud of what we do. And we have made...
What absorption did I say? Was I right to say close to total?
Yeah, it's really great. And
it's a lot more than pills. Well, do you have any number on that then?
We can't. The studies that the government require us to make a claim on the amount of absorption would put any company out of business. And that's part of the plan. So I'm very careful in what I say. We work really hard at absorption. We're proud of our absorption. We know it works. People who take our products feel the difference. My wife always has this great saying. She says, just try the product. Your body will tell you how to think about it. And we always believe that way. You put it into your body will tell you. And people don't feel that way with most products. They try a product and they don't feel anything, right? They go, well, it must be working. I don't know. You take a longevity product. You go to InfoWarsTeam.com. You try Pollen Burst. You try Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And you literally, your body just feels better. And that's the way you're supposed to feel. You're not supposed to feel run down. You're not supposed to feel tired when you wake up in the morning. You're supposed to have energy to do the things during your day. You're not supposed to be worn out by Wednesday. You're supposed to have natural
energy.
Well,
here's what sold me. There's no caffeine in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I take it, and 30 minutes later, I've got a boost 2-3 times what a big cup of Starbucks coffee would do. I mean, it is really having an effect, and I've tried other vitamins before. They just didn't have the effect. You guys have really put together an incredible list of products. I guess that's why Wallach's been doing this for 30, 40 years. He's had the company for 15 years. InfoWarsTeam.com for the discounts, folks. And they've got everything there. They've got digestion support, energy vitality. There's icons at the top. Healthy blood sugar, healthy bone and joints, healthy cholesterol, healthy heart, cardiovascular, immune support. They've got memory. They've got men's health, healthy skin, vision health, weight management, women's health. It's all up there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And, Corey, it's been really exciting having you here with us, Doc, and I appreciate the work you're doing. I mean, it's simple. They know we're waking up. They want to stop us from bringing an alternative to their poison. Here's MSNBC. Pill could erase painful memories. So now they want to give the troops drugs to wipe their brain.
Let's see them in so you're always happy, and if you have a bad memory, we got to get rid of that.
Well, amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com. Corey, thank you so much. Folks, get some of the pollen burst. I know my wife's taken 20 or so of their products. That's her favorite with all the B vitamins and a bunch of other great stuff in it. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com. Doc, thanks for spending time with us. We got a ton of news coming up in your calls.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's the deal. This third hour will be jam-packed with your phone calls and key news and information. Here is the toll-free number. Would love to hear from you on this live June 1st Wednesday edition. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 to get you up and on the air. Again, 800-259-9231. Now, coming up towards the end of the show, and I'm going to do a special video report on this tonight that will premiere tomorrow here on air. People keep saying video report. Yes, they're all audio for radio listeners, but then an added dimension in these special video reports for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And you go up there, archives of the whole show, special podcast, higher quality podcast, all my films, expanded extras, three new interviews in the last week. Charlotte Iserby flew to Maine to interview her. Dr. Connett on the fluoride deception. The Oath Keepers with the State Strike Back. A bunch of other special mini documentaries. Well, they're over an hour. Actual films at PrisonPlanet.tv. So that's why I keep saying special video report for radio and TV listeners tomorrow. But I'll spend more time on it, as I said, tomorrow. But today I'll get a little bit into, as we mentioned yesterday, what does it signify that the UN, the World Health Organization, lists cell phones as cancer hazard? Why now are they telling us something? UN, the sun will rise tomorrow. Huge announcement. what is happening? Well, the epidemic of brain cancers is getting so bad, they're having to come out and admit it. But what I'm going to be exposing is they knew this decades ago. And that's the key to understanding all of this. The toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. Also, before the hour ends, after we take a bunch of calls, market strategists were on the verge of a great, great depression. CNBC, we've got it linked up on Infowars.com. It's also at GCNLive.com. Suddenly, everyone is warning about the next financial collapse. They tell you everything's fine until they're getting ready for the next collapse. And now they've started talking about the next collapse. So we're going to be going over that. The Fed announces QE3 through their minions. We're going to be going over that coming up. Right now, though, let's go to your phone calls. Richard in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, it's such an honor and pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Dittos to you, brother.
Listen, I called in because I've been a researcher in natural health and economics and some other very interesting areas for the last 40 years. And I just wanted to let you know that this is another one of those big announcements everybody already knows. Not only is sunlight good for you, it's absolutely essential for health. And everybody wearing dark glasses and sunscreen is exactly because of that. It's great for the drug dealers.
Well, like they say, they're coming out with all these new happy pills they want to put everybody on. And literally, you just type in study shows moderate sunlight decreases most cancers. In fact, let's just put that into a search engine. Moderate sunlight reduces many cancers. They know that. They know they've had this for over 50 years in Sweden and Denmark and Northern Europe, that they had record suicide rates, and now they did the studies in the last 50 years, but now in the last 20 years, they've put sunlight lamps in the buildings under law in the winter. They have white walls to give, because the eyes are supposed to get some of that light as well, and it affects brain chemistry. And they know this, and Cass Sunstein comes out and says, and again, folks, I know this sounds like a lie. It's so crazy. If you just look it up, he put out two reports. He's the White House regulations are that if you say sunlight is good for you, you should be arrested. He says that's a conspiracy theory. Why would they not want us to get any sunlight, Richard?
Well, because it has a lot of effect on the physical body. One is bone density, for example. The other is the resistance against cancer. And most of the enzyme reactions in the body also are connected into getting sunlight. And through the eyes is probably the most important way to get it, and that's what you're warned against. It's very similar to how people were warned that the seeds in apples were poisonous and you should never eat them because they actually contain B17. So it's not by mistake, and ultimately it has nothing to do with money, even though the drug dealers have their huge empire making billions of dollars. It's based on step-by-step, profitable, slow, and painful human
decline. Well, I've seen the studies now where people are getting increased skin cancer who aren't getting sun. And folks, I want to explain this. If you get tons of sun, you're going to end up looking like a sailor when you're 40 or 50. You know, you see these beautiful young women who are sun worshipers, and they look older because of it. It doesn't matter. Your skin is the biggest organ in the body. It makes vitamin D out of the sun, the type you totally absorb. Anybody knows, and even old timers 100 years ago, psychologists, psychiatrists would say, if you're depressed, go out and hike on a sunny day. Everybody knows depression goes up during the winter. People get more colds during the winter because you're not getting the sun. It's common sense. Sun, sun, sun. And yes, the sun will end up killing you, but you'll statistically die earlier if you don't get it. We're designed to die. Our skin's designed to burn off. It's designed to get old. The point is, it's designed like a leaf to take in the sun. We're pretty similar to plants in many ways. I appreciate your call. Okay, and trees are meant to die too. That's just how it is. But we are, folks, do you know why white people are white? Because Ice Age man lived in areas where they got less light. So, the eyes are blue to absorb more light. Scientific fact. That's why cultures that are closer to the equator tend to not have as, well, it's, you know, like the Asian name for Europeans, round eye. Well, Ice Age people are supposed to have eyes that are more open and blue to get the light, and they've got white skin to get as much of it as they can. Now, if you're in the equator and you're getting too much sun, you get melanin so that it protects you, and the melanin blocks it before it gets into the rest of your tissue. I don't want to go off in a long diatribe. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right, Richard. Good to hear from you. Jordan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, buddies. We missed you over the Memorial Day weekend. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I actually did take off pretty much 3 days, which is a rarity. Usually when I take off, it's to go do work. And it was wonderful to take off and relax and, you know, read my three-year-old 30, 40 books a day. So it was really fun to just run around in the yard and hang out with the kids.
No, you deserve it, Alex. But I was like having Alex Jones with trouble. But anyway, I wanted to get to a point, as I was telling you, is when you went and protested last week at Austin. I wish you could have gone, but here in the Metroplex, I can't. But I'm doing my own thing, just going around to all my state representatives and handing them out your five essential DVDs. I'm making like several copies of them and giving to them, and printing out copies of the 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I'm giving that to all my senators as well, so they can get that. Also, a funny story is a few weeks ago, I was at the store, and there was this kid, young man, selling a clean energy. And so I was talking to him. I said, so what's your clean energy you're selling? He said, well, stuff as opposed to coal energy. I said, 'cause that's bad. I said, why is it bad? He said, 'cause it produces carbon dioxide. I said, and what do we exhale? And he looked at me from it like he had been asked that question before. He said, carbon dioxide. And then he said, and then I said, which plants? And he said, absorb. I said, so how is the coal energy bad? And he said, well, it's, of course, he kind of stumbled. I said, tell you what, I'll give you a DVD. So I gave him the Obama deception. But that's pretty much that. That's what I've been doing anyway.
That's awesome. And, you know, they turn us into mercenaries. They set up an economy with all the government grants and tax incentives where even if you don't believe, you know, in all this quack stuff they're pushing, you get into it because that's the only economy that's there. Just like you go to the universities, it's law enforcement, it's environmental assessment. You know, it's all these busybody minder jobs, and then that's the only scholarships you can get. Jordan, good to hear from you. Tony in Missouri, you're on the air.
Short-time listener, just wanted to let you know that I just got the poison in the tap water T-shirt, and we definitely need to start waking people up here more in the Missouri region. I haven't heard much callers from Missouri, and I'm just very scared, and I just wanted to give my gratitude to you, and we're going down fighting. Thank you.
Well, thank you. But, Tony, don't be scared. Be glad that you now know about what's happening in the world and take action and educate folks. Speaking of fluoride, in major cities all over the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and a lot of small towns as well, Lago Vista a month ago outside Austin, are removing fluoride from their water systems. Calgary just did it. And it's because doctors and scientists go to them and show them the facts. The EPA has been forced now to say that they're going to cut the amount of fluoride put in tap water by half and that children under 5 shouldn't brush with fluoride and that fluoride needs to be banned in use as a pesticide. Yes, you heard me right. Fluoride is one of the most common pesticides you use for rats, roaches, but also for spraying on crops. They have a liquid version. They spray on crops. You add it to your irrigation system. It has to be topically sprayed. When you're driving to the country and you see those big giant wheels and big long sprayers that roll across entire giant fields, they can add fluoride to that and it sprays and kills the bugs. You spray that on a bug, it kills them. Now you're going to drink that. And then they also have a gas, a fluoride gas that they gas in those big silos you see in the country where all the farmers come and, you know, weigh their rice, weigh their wheat, weigh their corn, weigh their soybeans, whatever, you know, right by the railroad tracks. See those giant silos. They weigh it. They dump it. The co-op person pays them for their crop. And then a train pulls up and picks it up. Okay? And then it gets shipped off to the factories that are, you know, producing the produced food, the processed food. Now, what do you think's going on inside all of those grain silos, many of which are 100 years old? There's rats. There's weevils. There's everything else you can imagine. How do they, when the train starts coming into town, You know, they know when the pickup's coming. How do they knock them out? They nerve gas them with fluoride gas. Well, it turns out massive residue then precipitates out into what you're eating.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's keep running through your phone calls as quickly as possible ahead of a breakdown of some of the other important news. The cell phone's giving you brain cancer. Duh. The war expanding in Libya and the government lying about it. Duh. MSNBC reporting we're on the verge of a great depression. Duh. Been in a depression for a while. Could have reversed it. Now, a lot harder to do, but it does give the central banks more power, so they love it. Duh. duh, not winning.
Ever heard that joke before? Winning. I wonder where that started. I wonder who coined that. I wonder what radio show that started on. I wonder. I bet it's a weirdo, whoever it is. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you're a weirdo, but you're a good weirdo. I'm outside poisoning myself with the sun, and
oh,
I got
no.
some good. Yeah, I figured I'd go out and get some poison. But anyway, a couple of pieces of information. Number one, I ran into a group of like 21-year-olds, and I was talking to them. And one of them was ex-military, and he's going on about operations and projects that he knew about. And I started talking to him, and make a long story short, just with the information, and then no credit, no glory to me or anybody, just information I found through listening to your show and other sources. He was blown away, and he called his friends, and they all came over, and again, making a long story short, we're going to have a little powwow here, and I think I'm going to get him started out with the Jason Burmes video there, the first one he made.
Invisible Loose Empire or?
Loose Change.
Yeah, no, Loose Change is good, but Burmes' first film he made on his own while working with Aaron was Fabled Enemies.
Yeah, and also I was listening to you talk yesterday, and you mentioned cell phones today, and you can verify this for yourself. I had a cell phone years ago, and I was waiting for my plan to expire so I could upgrade to Bluetooth. And when I went in, because I'm aware of the cell phone and the tumors, and I always use speakerphone, but I wanted to upgrade to Bluetooth because I can't hold the phone for long. And I asked him outright if the same cellular technology that's used to power the cell phone is in those Bluetooth headsets. He said yes. And I'm like, so I can get cancer from this Bluetooth headset just as easy? And he said, yeah. And I went
out.
You
know, from my research, depending on which Bluetooth type, I believe the guy was ignorant. They generally use a little radio transmission link, at least in some of the units I've had, because I've looked it up. I know there are some that might use a microwave relay, but those are more expensive. They always like to use whatever's cheaper. I know they say one of the safest things to use is a wire down to it, but then other studies show that can be a conduit for the microwave radiation to go up it. So it's six one way, half a dozen the other. Cell phones are mooey dangerous, mooey bad. They're a powerful microwave communicator, and they're shooting a signal upwards of 10 miles. No kidding. And again, folks, there are thousands of studies. They knew this back in the 70s. They knew it in the 60s. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. You know, it's just, I didn't know. I figured you were doing your own homework, but information's free, and people can eat the meat and spit out the bones. I won't even put one near my head. Call me paranoid or crazy, but it's just out there. I heard you say it. I didn't know if you knew. So
No, you're absolutely right. And the way engineers have described it to me is it's like, well, I've seen the math on it. Let's say you see a UHF, VHF TV tower or AM, FM tower. Whatever the antenna is, and with AM, that'll be the whole tower generally. It has its maximum RF effect for the length of the tower. And then every time you go out that distance, it loses half its strength as a general rule of thumb. And so if you got a cell phone in your lap, it's radiating your thighs, your genitals, your organs, your skin. And it does go in, especially the microwave systems, the newer ones that have gone in the last decade or so, and it vibrates DNA at the exact proper frequency to break up DNA strands. It's just like a microwave. How does a microwave, you throw a piece of pizza in from last night, boom, into the microwave, you hit 30 seconds, boom. You step back, 30 seconds later, it's molten cheese. How does that work? How does that happen? Well, the microwaves go into the molecules and cause them to jump around, to move, and it rubs them against each other, causing friction. Well, what do you think a microwave does year after year up against your head? You can pull it up. The average cell phone, they vary. Within 15 minutes, a cell phone against the head raises the brain tissue on the other side of the skull by 1 degree. It's so powerful, it's actually cooking your brain. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's right, folks. You ain't seen nothing yet. We are intensifying our fight against the globalists. I'm getting more researchers, more video editors. We're ready to launch the new TV show for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers 5 days a week for development and shopping for different cable and TV networks. You notice Glenn Beck's now going to our model, leaving mainline TV and starting his own internet channel and subscriber channel. That's been my plan for 5 years. I'm finally to that point. Now I've just got to have the additional crew members to be able to pull it off. We're expanding now with new stuff every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. New reports. Just in the last week, we have the new mini film. Well, it's over an hour. The Secret History of Western Education, The Scientific Destruction of Minds. That's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Deadly Fluoride Hoax on the Run with Dr. Paul Connett and Alex Jones. And coming tomorrow, and let me tell you, Rob Jacobson has spent 4 months off and on, part-time, but more than 4 months, actually, editing this and getting every quote and every document. And I mean, you want proof of their plan to exterminate, their plan for world government, how they're poisoning the food, water, and air? Coming tomorrow to PrisonPlanet.tv, Webster Tarpley and the elite's plan for global extermination. So this is updated Endgame. And I mean, it is absolute proof in their own words across the spectrum. UN, John P. Holdren, Club of Rome. It is devastating. I told him, I said, we only spend a few weeks on these special reports. I fly you guys all over the country, churn them out. And Jacobs is like, look, I want us to take extra time on this. I want to put it all in there. I said, okay, go ahead. So this is a big one. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free on that. I got a bunch of cell phone news coming up and a bunch of economic news, but I want to continue with your phone calls right now. These callers just bring up such incredible information. Let's go ahead and talk to – who's up next there, John? Dwayne in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you, brother.
Nice to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, I've been InfoWars for about 10 years now, and I'm African-American here in Los Angeles, and I've been trying to figure out a way to wake up other folks and tell them what's going on. One of the problems I run into, though, is some of the groups inside the Patriot Movement seem to be a little racist, and it's kind of hard to me to get people to move to that camp. Where do you see black people fitting into the whole Patriot Movement, and how can we eliminate some of those barriers so we can get more people into the fold?
Well, I mean, here's the issue. The mainstream media advertises – I mean, it's such a complex question, Dwayne. I mean, I could spend 5 hours just on this issue. In fact, I've talked about doing a film just on this issue. Everybody at some level is discriminatory, whether you want to – you know, marry somebody that looks like you just because that's what you're comfortable around. Black people, white people, it's all there statistically. People act the same. I mean, humans are all the same. So there are always going to be black racist groups, white racist groups. You know, I call it tribalism because, well, the system knows that, so they also accentuate and push that. Now, I'm not going to say there aren't white folks that hate black people and vice versa, but how many white supremacist rallies where they also talk about how they're anti-New World Order have turned out to be Fed-run? Not Fed-infiltrated, Fed-run. How many racist talk show hosts, as it turned out, are government agents or on the payroll? I've noticed this on my videos sometimes. You'll see somebody on the Obama deception, one version with 9 million views, right at 9 million views of the 30-plus million of just on YouTube and Google of folks watching it. And they'll say, yeah, you know, look at this, blah, 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 talking about Obama and, you know, using racial terms instead of going after Obama for being a globalist and a New World Order person. And to make a long story short here, because, like I said, it's such a complex issue and to try to cover every angle. See, my problem is I don't just give sound bites. I like to get into deep meat and potatoes to really explain it for people because when I explain it, it's just common sense. People have already experienced this themselves. They're not learning anything from me. I'm pointing out what you already knew. But what I've noticed is with IP addresses on Infowars.com in the comments, with stuff on YouTube, looking at their user pages, most of the people that run around 24/7 and are on 12-hour shifts going inward, 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 I love Alex Jones, let's kill the N-words, or vice versa, you can notice that they'll have two or three channels that have the same videos, the same terms, and it's the same person. Now I've suspected that on YouTube and seen some evidence of it. And I've checked their handle versus their MySpace and their Facebook and have confirmed their Pentagon CENTCOM, their ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, affiliated people. Remember with Rand Paul, they caught him four separate times, Democratic operatives dressed up like hillbillies saying, I don't like black people. They've caught people in New Mexico saying, get the black people. And you can look at them and tell they were little communists / anarchists. It's an oxymoron, but that's what they say they are. Foundation funded. I mean, it's basically like in 2008, the police had to admit they attacked their own police in front of news cameras to attack the peaceful demonstrators at the DNC. The Royal Mounted Police got caught the same year in Canada at a North American Union summit, SPP summit. They've been caught in Seattle. They've been caught in London. They've been caught in Genoa, Italy. It's the same thing. You go out, you do something bad to blame a group you don't like. Now, it is true going back 30, 40 years, that if somebody's going to be a white supremacist, Well, they're not going to care about talking about the New World Order either because they're politically incorrect. So there are some real folks who want to be white separatists and got beat up by, mugged by black folks once or whatever, so they don't like all black people. Just like there are plenty of black people. I grew up in Dallas where I'd be on the weekend playing basketball, you know, with some of my black friends from the football team, and an old black man come out on his porch with a shotgun and said, "Look, honky, you get out of the neighborhood or I'm going to kill you." Now that's happened to me repeatedly. I told my dad about it. And he said, "Well, maybe it's best you don't go down there." I mean, so that's the whole issue. I don't then say, "Well, all black people want to kill me because some old black man said, look, you cracker honky, get the bleep out of here. I'm going to do something to you." And I mean, you know, then I don't run around and say all black people. I've been racially attacked by black people in Dallas several times, and I thought it was great. I mean, you know, gave me one hell of a fight. I'm a lot tougher person now today, and so that's the end of it. And that's because the black folks feel like they've been put down, they've been put in a bad position, they've been abused, and so all white people are evil, so I deserve to be called racial names. Well, it's the same thing with black people. With white people, because, I mean, white racists don't sit there and think they're bad and hateful. They think all blacks are evil and are racist and they deserve it. So, see, the black racist is looking back at the white racist and they're basically the same person. They just got different melanin in their skin. And the system plays up on that. So a lot of it is hype in the liberty movement, but I've confirmed it at InfoWars and Prison Planet. And we have almost no moderation. We have stuff that can be flagged. We have a few folks at night, one person at night, one person in the day. If they see stuff like kill this person, kill that person, because I don't want the cops showing up here, you know, we delete it. And if I see somebody saying N-word, N-word, N-word over and over again, you know, we delete them because it's just spam. Just like if somebody's pitching their porn website, hey, go here for, you know, hot girls, we ban that IP address. But it's mainly just the super bad nuisances that we have to deal with. Now, then we also have WordPress problems, so sometimes I can't even post because the sites are so big and people think that's censorship. But the point is we made a study of the IP addresses, and 9 times out of 10, the guy going inward, 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 kill all the blacks, and there's another guy in there going kill all the whites, they're devil people. It's the same guy. The same group of IP addresses, because we'll ban them. They come right back. I don't know if they're white, black, Jewish, German, Chinese, who knows? Could be a computer doing it. They admit the Pentagon has these, quote, sock puppet programs now that can do it. Israel, admittedly, has a thing called Super Megaphone, where they've got hundreds of thousands of volunteers that go out, stir folks up. Government admits they're doing it. Corporations admit they're doing it. I don't know if it's a person or what, but it's in there. Just inward, 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 inward. If we've got an article about Obama being bad, this individual or computer or whatever it is or group goes in with the same IP address or the same area of IP addresses and wreaks havoc and they'll wait on the articles. They'll wait till one goes live so they can try to control the argument. And most of them are not stalkers or lunatics or idiots. They are paid to do it. So my whole issue is if Newsweek, Time Magazine, CNN, Nightline, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, anything else you can imagine, comes out and demonizes Alex Jones and tries to then mix in racial stuff to it. I mean, let's say white supremacist were running around saying, don't drink fluoride, it causes brain damage. Well, if you're black, who cares if they're telling you that? It's true. But you notice the white supremacists aren't. In fact, if you really study the main white supremacist groups, because I would guess 98% are Fed-run, and that's been proven over time that the most of them are, they spend more time on Alex Jones universally than they do attacking Benjamin Netanyahu. You'd think if Jews are the ultimate devil in the universe that they would be attacking Benjamin Netanyahu if it's all run by him. No. Almost no time on Israel. It's on Alex Jones. It's because I'm here covering issues, and regardless of what color you are, you should have farming and ranching rights. You should have family rights. You should have tax incentives for small business. You shouldn't be aborting your babies. You know, I'm here about life. I like life. And so But at the same time, I don't have any guilt about racial stuff. Because in my life, I never did anything to a Mexican, nothing to a black person. And I've been racially attacked repeatedly by Mexicans, had my leg broken for no reason. I've been racially attacked by black folks. But I don't then hate Mexicans because that happened. Now, when Mexicans are running around waving Mexican flags, I go, well, you're an idiot. Don't you want to be in America? It's better than Mexico. It ain't perfect. But if it's so good, why do you want this to be Mexico? You see, so at the same time, I'm not psychologically stunted in guilt. Where I'm so sick of the fake guilt, I'm tempted sometimes as a psychological example to come in here wearing a Klan uniform and then tell black people don't abort your babies. See, because then that would get probably 5 million views and would probably save 10,000 black children. And I'm not above degrading myself to save human lives. I mean, and you say, why? How would that do that? Oh, I guarantee you'd get 5-10 million views, and black folks would actually watch it and not kill their babies. You see what I'm saying? That's why I dress up like a Joker, if that's what it takes to expose Obama as a fraud. Okay? See, as long as somebody comes to you as a liberal and tells you, we want to ban folks calling you names and take their free speech, folks are like, good, abort my babies, because you're my friend. You tell me you like me, you see. But, if I put a pair of sunglasses on right now, everybody on the YouTube videos later would marvel and ask me why I was wearing sunglasses. If I wore sunglasses for a three-hour show, every caller who was watching on the internet would call and ask, why are you wearing sunglasses? Do you have a black eye? See, everybody's about surface stuff. And so the globalists come to you as liberals dressed up like hippies when they are writing their thesis papers at universities about how you're black weeds and they want to kill you. But because they come to you with a lisping NPR voice, you'll open your wrist up and say, drink my blood. You understand? I mean, I had a famous black nationalist down here a few months ago because I wanted to interview him for an upcoming film. And I said, don't you understand that abortion is about exterminating blacks? And he said, I don't care. I'm for it. And I go, well, you're not really then this black nationalist, are you? See, it's a sacrament to kill the black babies. Blacks think it's a right, just like whites do, even though 52% of blacks were never born. So, see, the average black person would get upset by somebody dressed up in a Klan outfit, even though they were saying sodium fluoride has, on average, four times the effect on blacks, for whatever reason, neurologically, as it does on whites. Those are in major studies. We've had doctors in to break it down. I may have to go into overdrive now. I'm running out of time here, and I've got important stuff I promised to cover. So you've got all that happening. See, I said I couldn't answer this slowly. So if somebody's in a hippie outfit with a black beret on, you're ready to kill your kids for them. But if somebody's wearing a Klan outfit but tried to give you a bag of gold, you wouldn't take it because it's all the surface. So the feds dress up in Klan outfits and dance around to demonize the First Amendment and Patriot and Tenth Amendment groups, hoping to fool people into then fighting with real patriots. It's all theater. Now, I've been ranting there, Dwayne. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you very much.
But, I mean, do you get my point about that if somebody comes up dressed like a hippie, people will do whatever they say, but if they came dressed giving you a lottery ticket for $10 million and a Klan outfit, people wouldn't trust it, even though it's just an outfit? You see, the feds can dress up in those outfits and then demonize whatever group they want. You understand that?
No, I get it. I've been in InfoWars for 10 years. There's the other folks out there who are thick-headed who don't understand that I had to have you break it down for them. So I appreciate it.
Well, I hope they wake up. I hope everybody wakes up, because the government wants what they've done to black folks in this country with breaking up the family, telling the women, we'll give you money, but no man in the house. All of that on record was to destroy any type of continuity and strength. But they always beta test on a group that's a minority first before it goes to everybody else. So my issue is, a rising tide does raise all ships, and black folks, white folks, polka dotted folks had better learn right now that Uncle Sam is not their friend, because Uncle Sam is not Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is a group of eugenics scientists that taught Hitler everything he knows. Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it. People need to do the research, man. It's out there, brother. It's out there.
They do. They need to do it right now, and people need to stop fighting with each other and obsessing over all this and need to deal with the mega central banks. I appreciate your call. How am I ever going to get to all these calls? Habu, Chris, Tony, Sean, I've got all the cell phone news. Here's science news. Cell phones may affect brain metabolic systems, cellular activity. This study says a 50-minute cell phone call on the right side, they did brain scan images. Relations show heightened activity in the area of the brain, and it increased the temperature of the brain. I've seen other studies that say 15 minutes, but it all matters. It's all based on how powerful that cell phone is. Here's another one. Woozy from Wi-Fi. Electrosensitives say modern life makes them ill. And studies are showing that's true. Cell phones and smart meters. Going to break that down. Effects of cell phone radio frequency signal exposure on brain glucose metabolism. All this on the heels of the World Health Organization listing cell phones as cancer hazard.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom.
All right, I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can, and I will get more into cell phones tomorrow. I've already covered it some. Also, Fed's ready to print more funny money on QE3 rumors. Market strategists were on the verge of a great, great depression. That's MSNBC, linked up on InfoWars.com. It's happening. It's all been designed to consolidate wealth. It's all been planned. They've announced the world government. The system is out in the open. It's time to stop living in denial. Government lies even when it would be better for them to tell the truth, because it's their nature. And they don't ever want to get in the habit of telling the truth. So why do we trust them? It's just that simple. They knew cell phones caused massive brain tumors, and they approved it back in the late 70s. They know what they're doing. They know what all this Wi-Fi and all this frequency pollution is doing. They're conscious of it. The globalists, the Queen of England and others, I've seen mainline documentaries on them, they allow none of this in their palaces. None of this. Everything they eat's organic. Everything they drink is purified water. They're obsessed with it, while they own the companies that are approving all of this. We're all in this together, and we've got to wake up to it. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for this great opportunity. I'll be pithy, and just two quick points. You know, it's so interesting that the cell phone report came out now. And this was obviously, they knew, as you said, they knew about these kinds of things going on, but they waited till the population is so dependent on cell phones, and then they come out with this kind of equivocation, oh, but if you use it this way or that way, as if, you know, yes, it's bad, but you can still get by with using it. And so it's all designed, as you said. And the second thing, you know, I had a discussion with a station manager. I mentioned your name, and he said, "Oh, the conspiracy theorist." And I took him to task on that. I said, "What do you mean, conspiracy theorist?" I said, "And precisely what is happening, which is what you point out, is that these are giant conspiracies that a mainline media just dismisses as a conspiracy theorist. But these are actually happening, like Pat Tillman, et cetera, including the economy numbers, as Gerald Celente has said. So that is all, and I wish you all the very best in your new ventures, because it's so important to reach the people and have a complete change coming up next year."
Well, Habu, I mean, how did this end? I mean, 90-plus percent of what we talk about, I mean, I've been telling people for 15, 16 years on air that cell phones cause brain tumors because I have the studies. I wasn't just saying that. I've been telling people for 16 years that blood is taken from all babies at birth secretly, declassified 2 years ago, 14 years after I got documents and exposed it. I said they would implode the economy and announce a new Bank of the World. They've now done that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, we're not making any of this up. I mean, most of this stuff is out in the open now. I mean, what did he say to that?
You know, he gave me this typical liberal answer. He was from a liberal radio station, and he gave me this answer about conspiracy theories. And, you know, that is a way that the mainstream media just dismisses something that's very real, and most people don't have the time to look at it as you have in depth and completely deconstructed it.
Thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. I'm actually going to shoot a video inspired by one that I saw Change the Channel do on YouTube. But it just points I've made. It's a universal truth that when they say, oh, there's all these conspiracy theories about the bin Laden killing. No, that means questions. We don't believe you anymore. You've been caught lying over and over again. Why should we believe you? I mean, look, Obama said we'd be there a couple days in Libya. Now we're 3 months into it. Is it a conspiracy theory to not believe them? Questioning is a conspiracy theory. Back in 1 minute. We're coming back with your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.